Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. We are going to talk today about how to move past student debt and into a home. I know this may ring true for many people, especially in light of the recent student loan forgiveness programs that we've been seeing rolling out. So I'm going to share with you the latest info from HouseLogic by Realtors.com and show you 8 key strategies on how to move beyond the debt and into a home. So you've got options like repayment help from your employer and coaching from a mortgage broker. You want to buy a house, but you're worried you won't qualify for a mortgage because of your student loan debt. Well, you're not alone. 51%, which is half of non-homeowners, say student loan debt is delaying them from buying a home. That's according to a survey from the NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors. That number actually jumps to 60% for millennials. So the numbers tell an ugly story of a generation paying for its education long after graduation. And as a result, they're having to make hard life choices for decades. So I'm going to share with you 8 key strategies on how to move beyond the debt and into your home. Because let's just face it, student debt is no longer just a first-time home buyer problem. That's according to Kel Lord, who's a loan officer at Supreme Lending in Alpharetta, Georgia. So before the pandemic, more than 8 million people, that's 1 in 5 borrowers with a payment due, had defaulted on their loans. However, student loan payments have been paused since March 2020, but are scheduled to resume in January of 2023. So here are 8 key strategies that you can use to move beyond the debt and into a home. Number 1 is to lower your debt to income ratio. Your debt to income ratio, or score, is one of the most impactful numbers on your life since your ACT scores. It measures the percentage of your monthly income that goes to paying your debts. Tip number 2 is to increase your credit score. Your credit score is the other number that profoundly affects your financial fortune. It's basically a grade for what kind of a job you do paying your bills. The third strategy is to look for down payment assistance. When you're paying off student loans, saving for a down payment can be tough. The down payment can range from 3.5% up to 20% of the home purchase price. Number 4 is to get a co-borrower. Want to instantly improve your chances of getting a mortgage? Sometimes you have to put a co-borrower on your mortgage. Their income will count towards the debt-to-income ratio, and their credit history helps to bolster yours. The 5th key strategy is to look into student loan protection programs. You may be eligible for a loan forgiveness if you're a teacher, attended a for-profit school that went out of business, or have a total and permanent disability. And when we do the live version of this together, I'll go over with you some of the programs that are erasing student loan debt. Tip number 6 is to get help from your employer to repay student debt. Some companies are now offering student loan repayment assistance as a benefit. Google, for example, matches employee payments up to $2,500 a year. Aetna matches up to $2,000 with a lifetime cap of up to $10,000. And Fidelity up to $10,000. So there's always a way out there for you to find out if your employer has a plan in place to help you repay your student debt. Strategy number 7 is to lower your student loan payments. You can do this in multiple ways. One is to opt for an income-based repayment plan. Number 2 is to refinance your private student loans. And the 8th key strategy is to get a mortgage broker who will coach you. Look for someone who is experienced at working with borrowers who have more student debt than they'd like. And also, there's other brokers out there who could help you. For example, they can help you with an FHA loan, a conventional loan, a VA loan, so you can help get your finances in order so you can become a better mortgage candidate. All right, so what is the bottom line? There's no quick fix to buying a house when you have student loan debt. The good news is there's more public support for student debt forgiveness. So, recent events have reinforced that changes are the norm for the student loan debt and relief. So, you can do it, all right? And I want you to let me know if you'd like more details on how to specifically walk yourself through these 8 key strategies. And I'd love to help you do that along with my broker, who again is a master in finance. We used to work in the mortgage industry together. I was a loan officer in his office. So he is amazing at knowing the finance side. I call that his strong suit, and my stronger suit is the contract side. But together we are a perfect team for those who are looking to enter the home buying field. So again, those are 8 key strategies that you can use if you are saddled with student loan debt so that you can move beyond the debt and into your home. As I always tell you, I love you, I honor you, I value you, I see you, I salute you, I affirm you. You are beautiful, you are brilliant, and most of all, you are bankable. See you soon.